Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Area political leaders met in downtown St. Louis for a news conference this morning to discuss the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA. It was hoped they'd have a news about relocating the agency at a new St. Louis site and was billed as a major announcement. Our Maria Altman covered the news conference and she joins us in studio. Maria, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Hi.
So what's the big announcement?
The big announcement is that the city of St. Louis will be offering the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency 100 acres for free, which is pretty much what Illinois had already done for, you know, since the outset. They offered up their land for free. St. Louis says they're doing that as well.
It's a big deal. I mean, this is a major, major project for St. Louis.
Absolutely. It is now billed at a $1.75 billion project. And I don't think they want to lose it to Illinois. I think it's really important to the state of Missouri and to the city of St. Louis to keep it here.
3,100 jobs, if I have my number correct.
Right.
And that's important because they'll be paying taxes on what they earn here. And that will be helpful in the overall financing.
Exactly. They pay earnings taxes. That comes to a little bit over $2 million a year here in the city. They also pay taxes to the state. Both the state and the city have passed legislation. So half of those taxes would help pay for the project over 30 years.
Right. Well, the indication as to how important it is, I guess, is with the cast of characters who are involved in the news conference.
Yes, we had Governor Nixon, there was Congressman William Lacey Clay, and also Senator Roy Blunt. So it was a lot of firepower in one room.
When do we expect the announcement, the final decision?
It will come, the preliminary decision will come April 1st. And when I say that, I think it's a pretty good indication of what's going to happen. But the final decision won't come until late spring, early summer.
There were a couple of other sweeteners in this offer today, were there not?
Well, you know, the city has said from the outset that their budget was $130 million. And, you know, that included infrastructure around the area. Today, the mayor did say, though, that there's a possibility of Metrolink having a north-south line that would go past the NGA facility, should the NGA choose the site.
I saw something on the Twitter feed today indicating, too, that there's a big commitment for minority contractors on the project.
Right. It's roughly 40%, I believe, for minorities and women in particular, around 7%. So a pretty big commitment.
And Congressman Clay basically says the government owes us this one?
He's been saying that for a long time now. But yes, he has cited over and over, the federal government really owes us because of Pruitt-Igoe and what a disaster that was. This site is not on the Pruitt-Igoe site. Mm. I should make that clear. It's just north of it.
Well, it's a couple of weeks that we have to wait to for all of this to happen, with fingers crossed in many quarters.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have really no sense. I've been covering this for a long time, and I don't know which way it's going to come down.
You know, one thing that's kind of hanging out there is the city voters are going to be voting in April on whether or not to continue with the earnings tax. Now, the $130 million that you're talking about would be a significant part of the budget,
right,
over a period of time. How does this loom?
Well, you know, I think given the fact that previously, 5 years ago, voters, it was like 88% in favor of the earnings tax. I don't think there's really much chance that the earnings tax is going to go away this year. But I think it's a fight that's going to keep happening. This project would very much depend on the earnings tax.
And today, I guess we can say that as part of a headline is that the city of St. Louis has kind of matched the offer that the folks over in the Metro East have made.
And city officials would say Illinois just ponied up $115 million for infrastructure while, you know, St. Louis and the state were offering $130 million.
Okay, Maria. We were talking some serious change here, aren't we?
Right.
Maria Altman, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on that. We'll be reading more about that today on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you.